Episode 1197, The Gift of Kindness.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend, and today is Saturday. Relationship builders, are you ready to have a strong marriage? Are you ready to build a strong foundation? We're going to talk about the gift of kindness. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the gift of kindness goes a long way in a marriage. It's a way to give the best version of you to the one you love. Imagine your day filled with fresh flowers, a warm ocean breeze, and a beautiful sunset. That's what the gift of kindness does in your day. It's so refreshing. It fills your day with pleasure, creating a haven of peace and comfort. It's not about us being what? Grumpy and grouchy all the time. It's not about what one can do for the other. It's not this give and take. I think you need to give me more because I just gave you all of this. No, love is patient. Love is kind. It says in 1 Corinthians 13:4, when you give the gift of kindness, it focuses on serving the one you love with your best selfie. It's not about what you can buy. It's unfortunate that we get into marriage and we think the only way left to give after we say I do is by buying things. And I think some of it is set up because of the way we handle weddings. I can remember when I got married and we did not have an extravagant wedding, but we had a very elegant and classy wedding. And we had people that came up to us afterwards and said they felt the love there between my husband and I. They said they shared in something they've never shared before. Now, part of it, I know, was because it was God's presence. He was there. My dad led the ceremony. We had at least 7 solos, I believe, between family members and good friends of ours. So it was very musically oriented. And some would consider it a very long ceremony as we went over an hour for us to say our vows. It wasn't just a 15, 20 minute in and out, we're done. No, it was something very precious to us. And both my side of the family and my husband's side of the family, both of our sets of our parents, were involved in the wedding. We made everybody special and feel special. However, one thing we didn't do was to spend this crazy amount of money on weddings. And so I think when we get married nowadays, is we set the precedence that, well, I'm expecting you to continue this expenditure. And the problem is life happens. Bills come that we didn't expect. Cars break down. We have to buy a house. Oh, wait, now we need a washer and dryer because the old one broke down that we've been taking care of all through college. And it was so old, we got it like, you know, it's passed down 3 or 4 generations. I need a, you know, a whole new business wardrobe because I'm starting a brand new job. It just is cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. And when we get into our marriage part, that money just tends to follow. But God didn't say that love is patient, love is money. He said love is patient, love is kind. Kindness, the quality of being friendly and generous, being considerate. Think of it as being affectionate, warm, gentle, concerned, and thoughtful. Go back. Imagine your day filled with fresh flowers, a warm ocean breeze, and a beautiful sunset. The gift of kindness flows from the heart. It's a tangible way to see, to hear, and to feel your love for each other beyond the everyday activities. It makes the day special. And that takes work. I'm not sitting here trying to tell you that it's easy to build this strong foundation. To build this love that's filled with what? Kindness. But God says love is patient, love is kind, because He knows what it's like in relationships. We mess up daily. And if we want to survive in a relationship long term, And I think most of us say I do with the idea that it's going to be we do for long term. We have to be kind to one another. Don't you want to make every day count and not just matter in the sense of existing in one's presence, but truly being locked and loaded with love that transcends all the stuff in the world? We all desire to be loved. That's the one thing we all want. We want to be loved, to be known and to know, right? That's what we desire. And the love starts with the gift of kindness. Share the gift of kindness. That's your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Share the gift of kindness. A kind word shared even in a disagreement. A kind gesture calming the chaos of the day. A kind note expressing gratitude for dedication. A kind whisper to say, I love you. It doesn't have to cost money. In fact, it really shouldn't cost money unless if you choose to invest a kind gift. But that kind gift, it still has to come from the heart. It's not about the ring that you place on the finger or the necklace that you wear. Is it really about how many diamonds you have or how big they are? Now, for some people, judge that way. I'm here to tell you that doesn't build a relationship. God did not say love is patient and love is full of diamonds. Love is patient, love is kind. And that's where you want to hone your gift. Look into your heart. Are you giving the gift of kindness to your husband, to your spouse? Yes, they can get on your nerves. Mine does. It happens probably, I got to say, almost every day. Let's be real here. And they do get on our nerves. And you know what? That's normal. It's okay, but it's how we respond to them. So look into your heart. Are you giving the gift of kindness? Even when they are getting on your nerves. Because you don't want to focus on that. It's not about what they're doing. It's what you can do for your sweetheart, their needs. When you share the gift of kindness, you are giving hope. You are melting away the craziness of the day. You are choosing to create your now for your marriage. Be careful, though. Be careful not to wish that they would do the same for you. Because it's easy. We want to sit there and say, well, if I'm doing all of this and I'm being kind, I expect the same in return. You need to continue to focus on the mission at hand. It's a gift. The gift of kindness. And a gift is to be given without expecting anything in return. Marriage is tough, but I promise you, you can build a strong foundation together. Yes, it takes work. Yes, it takes dedication. Yes, you're going to fall down, but guess what? You can get back up. Love is patient. Love is kind. Maybe you want to figure out this kindness thing. I have a free gift for you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a coaching call. Maybe you want to talk specifically about your marriage. You said, I tried this. I try to be kind all the time, but you know what? Whatever I do, it just doesn't get better. Let's you and I set up a time to chat. Click on that link. That will begin the conversation. I'm waiting for you. If you're feeling that little nudge in your heart, pay attention to it. You're not here by accident. Be bold today. Begin building your marriage. Start with the gift of kindness. Click on that link. God knew that relationships were not going to be easy. He showed that through his walk here on earth. He experienced it himself. He was heartbroken. He knew what it was like to have people talk bad, to have people be grumpy and grouchy, have people throwing things at you, calling you names. We all know what that feels like, but that doesn't give us any right to do the same in return. We are to give the gift of kindness, share it. Remember, your marriage, it's about the we, but it starts with you. You begin to model it, and I promise you, your spouse will see a change. They'll begin to notice. They may not say anything, and that's okay. But they'll watch and they'll listen and they'll see. And it may take some time, but God will be working on their heart. So take a chance today, strengthen your marriage, and share the gift of kindness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.